The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Noah Webster, the father of America's original education system, said to young people reading his textbooks, "When you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public officers, let it be impressed on your mind that God commands you to choose for rulers just men who will rule in the fear of God." The school teacher who made America great taught us to look to a person's character before we give them our vote. And how are we to know what a person's character is really like? Noah Webster revealed that when he warned us not to neglect the divine commands. In other words, compare their actions to those the Bible commands us to have. Donald Trump's character has certainly not been godly. But I believe Hillary Clinton is much worse than him. The Benghazi affair incriminates her. The blood of those Americans killed there cries from the ground it fell on for justice to be done with her. This is why I have a big sign in the back window of my car which reads, "Vote Against Hillary." Without excusing any one of Trump's wrongs, could it be that God's going to take one of the worst among us and use him as a vessel to gain his own purposes? That question can only be answered if Trump is elected by a large enough margin to keep the election from being stolen, and then by his record as president. Only God knows the answer to that. So what should be your choices on election day? Number one, make sure the candidate you're voting for to fill a state representative or senator position is voting against abortion and is voting for marriage between a man and a woman only. These races are far more important than the presidential race. Our state governments must be filled with people who have the courage to stand up to an illegitimate Supreme Court judge or president and say, "We will not enforce your unbiblical marriage rulings or your public bathroom policies." Statesmen, not politicians, are what we need in government. Don't be distracted with all the emphasis on the presidential race. If we think that's the most important race in this election, the socialists like Mr. Obama and Hillary Clinton have already captured our thinking with the socialist view that government is top down. The Bible teaches government is bottom up. God told Moses to tell the people when they were first forming the Jewish Republic at Mount Sinai, "Select from among you rulers." The principle is, the closer the election is to the people, the more important it is. Thus, our local and state elections are so much more important than the national elections. This is why it's so important for you and me to go to the polls and vote next Tuesday. If people who want the values of the Bible in our communities don't go vote, we get the values of those in rebellion against God shoved upon us. It not only is not wise to refuse to vote, it is outright rebellion against God. I urge you in Jesus' name to go to the polls and vote for the candidates who stand nearest to the Bible on the issues. God's people will be the deciding votes cast. For decades, Christians have been giving our nation to socialists by not voting. Will you change that this election? Based on how we vote this very election, it could well be the last election we vote in. Will you be able to look your children in the eye after next Tuesday? You know, it's their liberty that we've been giving away. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.